Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Here on Blog Talk Radio, we are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, put them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners and all new listeners to the show today, whether by web or phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rout is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yroutell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rout, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a monthly partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. A monthly partner, if you would like to become a monthly partner, if you can contact Apostle Yvonne at her email address or through Facebook. Also, there are several ministries with you in mind. First, we have the Hour Power on Sunday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour Power Pathetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is the radio host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. For an offering of $25 or more, you can receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or either email of your choice. Moment in the Spirit is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is always a powerful Word of God. It's always a blessed Word of God. It will keep you going during the whole week. Amen. You can listen to it on Monday. You can listen to it on Sunday. You can listen to it all the whole week. So it's a blessed word. Amen. We just thank God for the word that comes forth through Moment in the Spirit. So we want to encourage you to get connected with Apostle Yvonne and get even the Moment in the Spirit. You won't regret it. It's a blessed word every Monday. Thank God for the word. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected and get a true word from God, a true, glory be to God, from a true prophet. Amen. And from a preaching pastor, we got pastors, a preaching man. Amen. He's always ready to bring forth the word. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for them. Amen. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry Wild Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing. You want to get connected and stay connected. Amen. Glory to God. A powerful message every Saturday. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the Wild Team. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave me your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website. Amen. VoiceOfTruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for the day, so keep those in mind. Amen. Glory be to God. We just give God the praise, the highest praise of hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. It's in our praise and in our worship. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for another day, Father. We for life. We thank you for the roof of our heads. We thank you for the clothes on our backs. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning and started us on our day. We thank you, Father, that thou art God and there is no other God. Father God, we just praise and worship your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every soul that's healed and delivered and set free from sin. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercies that are new every day. Father God, we just say thank you. We give you praise and glory and we honor and we magnify your name, oh God. We exalt your name on high, Father, for thou art an awesome God. We just give you praise. Oh, Father God, we just pray for the sick and shut in. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those, oh, Father, that are behind prison bars and those who are orphanages, those who have lost children, those who have lost parents. But, Father, we just ask you to comfort, Father. Comfort them right where they are right now, God, in the name of Jesus. But we know that thou art a comforter, God. We just ask you to comfort their spirit, Father God. Give them peace. Give them rest, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just said thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Our Father God, we just thank you for your holy word. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago that we might have life through him. Father God, we just said thank you. We can't thank you enough, oh God, for what you have already done. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way for your children all through the land, Father, from country to country, nation to nation. We thank you, Father, for making a way for them out of no way where it seems like it's no way. We thank you that you are a miracle-working God. We thank you for your almighty and great powers, oh God. We just give you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we just said thank you. I thank you even now, Father, for making a way out of no way, oh God, because you're able to do it, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, just help us, oh Father. We need you to help us, Lord. Have mercy upon our souls, oh God. Oh God, we just give you honor and we just give you glory, Father. We just magnify your name, Father God. We just give this message back unto you, O Father. Decrease me and increase you, O Father. Let your voice be heard, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you glory and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All glory goes to God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Exodus, my favorite book. Most of you know that listen to my show, this is one of the best books I used to preach out of all the time, especially when I first began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, being a messenger for the church, amen. This was one of the books that I love, and I will preach out of Exodus all the time. It is a powerful book of deliverance. It's a book that shows the power of God. Hallelujah, and it shows how God shows his people favor. So today we're going to come from Exodus, amen, Exodus the 14th chapter. And I do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter and read Exodus. It's a great book of deliverance, amen. Glory be to God. I am going to begin reading Exodus 14 and at verse number 26, and the word of God reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the water may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the water returned and covered the chariot and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remaineth not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the water were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead upon the seashore. Amen. We're going to stop reading right there. Amen. The title of our message today is Just a New Day. Glory be to God. I got so excited about that message when I heard it. Glory be to God. When God said, it's a new day. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It says in the word of God to us, it says, when the morning appeared. That means it was a beginning or a dawning of a new day. Hallelujah, change is about to come. Glory be to God. On this day, a change is about to come. Glory be to God. See, as we look at the story, and I'm trying to give you a little summary of what happened with the Israelites, the children of God. They had been in bondage for over 430 years. They had been believing God to deliver them out of this bondage for 130 years. They were believing. They had faith. Some did not see it, even though they yet believed it to come to pass. Glory be to God. Well, the word of God just told us, hallelujah, it was a new day. Glory be to God. It, when the morning appeared, the Lord, thy God, had overthrew the enemies of his. They were the enemy of God. Even though they were fighting against the children of God, they were fighting against God. Glory be to God. You can't win when you fight against God. Glory be to God. You are already defeated. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says when the morning appeared, the Egyptians fled against it. In other words, they came behind the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They let the children go. Glory be to God. But then they came back, hallelujah to God, and they were thinking that the children of God was entangled in the wilderness. And glory be to God. They come to pursue them. They come to overtake them. They came to put them back in bondage. Glory be to God. Do you know, glory be to God, when God says that it's over, it's over. No devil in hell can when it's time for you to come out, you coming out. Hallelujah. It's a new day. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You ain't going to act the same. Glory be to God. You ain't going to walk the same. You ain't going to talk the same because God is getting ready to bring you out. It's a new day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was a new day for the Israelites. Glory be to God. It was a new day for the children of God because God had destroyed the enemies of his children before their faith. That's why Moses had said in the scriptures, he told them to fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Glory be to God. It was a new day. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. The enemies that you see today, you will see no more, says the Lord. Glory be to God. It's a new day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. You know, sometimes, glory be to God, just like the Egyptian, just like Pharaoh, glory be to God, we have people around us. We have people in our lives that God has to move out of the way. Glory be to God. They can't go with you where God is taking you. Glory be to God. And he's not going to continue to let them torment you and come behind you and talk to you. God says it's over. Glory be to God. It's a new day in the neighborhood. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. See, the Lord overthrew them. Hallelujah. It's not in your strength, but it's in the strength of the Lord. The Lord is overthrowing your enemies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your enemies are under your feet. Oh, my God, my God. It's a new day. Glory be to God. It's a new day. Glory be to God. Get ready because it's a new day. Glory be to God. Here was the Israelites heading, hallelujah, to the promised land. And here come the enemy pursuing them with all of their chariots and horses and all of their weapons. Glory be to God. But, oh, my God, my God, my God, the Lord thy God. Move by his getting ready to move throughout the land for his people. Glory be to God. It's a new day, says the Lord. Good God Almighty. Get ready for the new day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fear not and stand still and see the salvation of your God. You won't have to worry about it no more. Glory be to God. See, the Bible says, hallelujah, that they were overthrown. Glory be to God. That the water returned and covered them. They were destroyed. Ah, hallelujah, by the great and mighty power of God. Glory be to God. And all of the horses and all of the chariots, all of them was destroyed. Not one shall remain. Glory be to God. Not one. It's a new day. Glory be to God. It's a new day. Hallelujah. My God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God is going to do for his children. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to show your enemy that he is your God. Glory be to God. My God, my God, what an awesome God that we serve. God did so many miracles in the land of Egypt before the children was even, hallelujah, even came out. Hallelujah. Then they had the nerve to come back behind the children again after God had did all of the miracles in life and showed them that he was God. By the miracles and the power of all the different, some call them miracles, plagues, and the frogs and the flies and all of the different things that happened for them to get relief from bondage. See, it's a time and an expiration date for all things. Glory be to God. You're getting ready to come out of that place. Glory be to God. And can't nobody hold you there. Glory be to God. It's a new day. Glory be to God. God has heard the cry of his people. Glory be to God. My God, my God. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. That he's able to make a way out of no way. He was able to make a way for the children of Israel and Moses as they stood before the Red Sea. Glory be to God. Well, water was all around them, and all they could see was the water. All they could see was the enemy behind them pursuing them. Ah, hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a new day in the neighborhood. Good God Almighty. It was a new day, a dawn of a new day. Glory be to God. The Bible says that when Moses lifted up his staff, the walls of water stood up. When God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, I want you to stretch it forth and let your rod down. Let it down. Glory be to God. Because the enemies that you see today, you shall not see anymore. It's over. It is over. It's over. It's a new day. And as the water fell down upon the Egyptians, glory be to God, they drowned it in the sea. There were no more. That's why the Bible says, touch not his anointed and do his prophets no harm. Touch not the people of God. It's not good to mess with the children of God. It's not good to mess with the children of God. He does not take it lightly. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. God is so powerful. He overthrew the Egyptians in the face of his children to let them know you don't have to worry no more. You don't have to worry nor fear no more. You don't have to worry about your enemies. You don't have to worry about what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're lying about. You don't have to worry about it because the victory belonged to the Lord. It was the Lord's day. Glory be to God. He was glorified on that day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He has saved his people. Glory be to God from the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. That he's able to make a way in the sea. Glory be to God. Only God can do that. To open up the Red Sea and for his people to walk across on dry land. Glory be to God. They're getting ready to walk across on dry land. Good God Almighty. God, we just thank you. We thank you for the deliverance. That was a great act of deliverance. God saved his people. Glory be to God. And he's saving his people today. He is God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. God move for his people. Hallelujah, my God, my God. My God, my God. And the Bible tells us, glory be to God. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day. It was a new day. It was a new day because the Lord had saved his people. He saved them that day out of the hand of the enemy. When it looked like they were going to be destroyed, God saved his people. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Glory be to God. My God, my God. God saved his people. Fear not. Salvation of your God is a new day. The enemy, you see today, you shall see no more. No matter how long you've been in bondage, I don't know what kind of bondage you've been in. I don't know what kind of past masters you got. But I know that the word of God says that the Lord overthrew the enemies of his shield. And he's about to do the same thing today in the land. Oh, my God, my God. And the Bible goes on to tell us, hallelujah, in verse 31, that Israel saw that great work, God's great power of deliverance. Hallelujah, where he delivered his people. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Glory be to God. We must believe. We must have faith. Hallelujah. We must believe in the Lord thou God for our deliverance. We have to believe that he's able to do it. Even though, glory be to God, we might be going through the fight for our lives. Know that the Lord will defeat your enemy. He said the battle is not yours, but it's his battle. Glory be to God. We just need to stand still. Glory be to God. You know, there were the children of Israel standing there at the Red Sea. They had nowhere to go. They had nowhere to go. They couldn't turn back. They had to what? They had to stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of God. They had nowhere to go but to stand still. God delivered them from the hands of their enemies. Glory be to God. We'll just be still and wait on God and let him fight our battle. He's able to fight our battle. No matter how big the giant may be, the giant can fall. Glory be to God. My God, my God. There they were standing. You know, sometime in our lives, we are just like that. We're standing and we don't know what direction to go. We can't turn around because we got so many people behind us that are attacking us. We can't go to the side because we got so many people still trying to attack us from every side. But if we can just stand still, if we would just wait on God, if we would just stand still and know that God is God. If we would just be still. Don't mama and complain. Glory be to God. It's a new day. God got it. He got it all under control. It's the Lord's day. Hallelujah. And the victory is won. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Don't try to fight it yourself. Don't matter how bad it looks. Hallelujah. Don't matter how they attack you. Know that they're fighting God. They're fighting the God in you. Glory be to God. It ain't about to look about the God that's in you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Be not deceived. My God, my God. God will deliver his people from the hands of their enemy. It's a new day. It's a new day of dawning. It's a new beginning, a new start. And you are not going to have to worry about them enemies anymore. There will be no more. Glory be to God. See, when they were standing there, glory be to God, and they felt like they had nowhere to go, and all they could hear was, you know, the noise from the chariots, and all they could hear was all of the roaring from the chariots coming forth towards them with all of their weapons and all of that. That's all they could hear. They couldn't turn back, but they had to do what? They had to be still. They had to believe. They had to trust. And they have faith. Don't worry about the enemy. Don't worry about them. He said, be still. Fear not. Stand still. And see the salvation of your God. Because he has a way and he knows what to touch to make your enemy leave you alone. My God. What an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to protect us and keep us covered. Glory be to God. Under his blood, glory be to God. No greater love than love of God for his people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't be defeated. Glory be to God. It's a new day. You go sound different, glory be to God, and you ain't going to put up with anything no more. Glory be to God. It's a new day. Glory be to God. The power of God. My God. What a powerful God that we serve. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Just thank God for the new day. Thank God for the new beginning. Thank God for all that he's getting ready to do. My God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. New day, new mercies, new every day. Glory be to God. Don't look back. Don't go back. Just stand still and see the salvation of your God. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise him. Glory be to God. We got to get out of here. But just know that the Lord will overthrow your enemy, and the Lord will fight for you. You fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the God. It's a new day. Amen. If you don't know Christ, glory be to God, just ask the Lord to save you. Glory be to God. Ask the Lord save me. And if you said that prayer, you are saved. Welcome to the body of Christ. If you have given your life to Christ today, if you can just Facebook me, amen, or Elaine Jackson, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Give him the highest praise of hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you. And he got you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.